Police are still investigating many of the 28 shootings that took place in Milwaukee over the Memorial Day weekend, a flare-up in violence that included several fatalities. Republican Attorney General candidate Paul Bucher is the district attorney in Waukesha County. He says the state should do more to corral violence in Milwaukee. For one thing, Bucher says the Doyle administration ought to use $3 million in taxpayer money to pay the overtime costs for 90 police officers for the next 90 days. Bucher admits some murders happen spontaneously.
That's true. Some of these crimes are spontaneous, and the police having 90 more police officers or having 900 more police officers on the street is not going to deal with those. We're not going to solve all of the problems, but we need to at least indicate that this is a priority and try to implement some meaningful solutions.
Bucher acknowledges that Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager and Governor Jim Doyle often speak out against handgun violence, including in Milwaukee. But Bucher says the two incumbents are mainly trying to stop the concealed carry of weapons. Bucher supports concealed carry and wants Wisconsin to adopt federal language allowing retired police officers to carry concealed firearms. Governor Doyle says if Milwaukee's mayor and police chief want to talk about adding officers to the street, he'll discuss it with them. Doyle says the state is aware of Milwaukee's problems with gun violence.
You know, I come out of a law enforcement background. I've been a district attorney and the attorney general for 12 years. We've spent much of my career involved in law enforcement issues in Milwaukee and around the state, and will continue to be very involved.
The governor brushes off Paul Bucher's idea that Doyle and Attorney General Lautenschlager need to set aside their political differences and work together on the crime problem in Milwaukee and elsewhere. Bucher's GOP opponent in the AG's race, John Van Hollen, is also promoting crime reduction plans in Milwaukee. Lautenschlager's opponent in the Democratic primary is Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.